الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله the best thing about our series is that the information provided is from the Quran and Hadith meaning the signs of Judgment Day in light of Quran and Hadith So today another episode And what is the topic of this episode? What is the sign that we will be discussing today? Now the topic of today's episode is Dukhan, meaning smoke. Now remember, this is the name of a complete surah in the Holy Quran, Surah Ad-Dukhan. Regarding the excellence of which the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who recited Surah Hamim Dukhan on Friday night will be forgiven. And it's not a very long surah. Dear viewers, try to recite it on Friday night so that you attain its blessings. Now, what is the verse regarding the sign of the Day of Judgment? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ Translation of this glorious verse. So wait for the day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke which will smother the people. This is a painful punishment. Now, the background of this verse is that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to invite disbelievers to Islam, the disbelievers of Quraysh would reject him, they would belie him, disobey him, and ma'adallah ridicule him. When this behavior continually increased, then the Prophet ﷺ once prayed against them. And he said, O Lord, afflict them with such a 7-year famine as you sent in the time of Sayyidina Yusuf ﷺ. This prayer was answered and the Holy Prophet ﷺ was told, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, await the day for the disbelievers when the sky will bring an apparent smoke which will smother the people. Hence, the Quraysh, they were afflicted with a famine, so much so that 7 years passed in this day. The famine intensified to the extent that they were compelled to eat carrion, dead meat, and due to the intensity of hunger, they chewed even the bones. Now, because of this hunger, they reached a condition where they used to raise their gaze and look towards the sky. They would see only smoke everywhere, meaning on one hand, they used to feel darkness before their eyes because of weakness, whereas on the other hand, the land had dried up because of famine, and due to the dust which was floating from it, the sky would seem like smoke to the disbelievers. Now, when their condition worsened greatly and the matter, you know, was out of hand, then on behalf of the disbelievers, Abu Sufyan came to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and humbly said, "Don't you think you have been sent as a mercy to all the worlds?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "No doubt." Then Abu Sufyan, who had not embraced Islam at this moment in time, he said, "The Quraysh, because of your prayer against them, have reached such a state that they have been afflicted with a calamity of famine. They are facing starvation, they are chewing bones due to the intensity of hunger, and even eating carrion. I ask you, for the sake of Allah and your kinship, please pray to Allah to eradicate this famine from us." Now, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, the famine began to come to an end, and the disbelievers were free of this calamity. Now, we pray at this moment in time as well, in the court of Allah, that we look around as Muslims are suffering many calamities, pandemics like the COVID-19. So we pray that, Ya Allah, O merciful Lord, have mercy on the Ummah of the Beloved Prophet ﷺ. By virtue of the Beloved Prophet ﷺ, Ya Allah, eradicate these pandemics from the entire world. Now, dear viewers, the word Dukhan, i.e. smoke, in this verse of Surah Ad-Dukhan, some Quranic commentators have said that it refers to the smoke inflicted on the disbelievers of Quraysh, and the incident I've already mentioned. And many Quranic commentators have the opinion that the smoke which is mentioned in this verse of Surah Dukhan means the smoke which will appear near Judgment Day. It will fill the east and the west. It will last for 40 days and nights. It will cause a believer to feel like he has a cold, whereas the disbelievers will faint. Smoke will emanate from their nostrils, ears, and other holes of the body. Now we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the topic of our episode today is that very same smoke. Now the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated the 10 major signs of Judgment Day. Amongst them, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned smoke as well. Let's listen to that narration. Hence, Sayyiduna Huzaifa bin Usayd radiallahu anhu says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us while we were conversing with each other. And he alayhi salam said, what were you talking about? We said, we were talking about Judgment Day. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Judgment Day will not occur until you see 10 signs. Number 1, smoke. Number 2, Dajjal. Number 3, beast of the earth, meaning an animal with a strange form. Number 4, rising of the sun from the west. Number 5, descent of Sayyiduna Isa bin Maryam. Number 6, Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the appearance of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Number 7, sinking of the earth in the east. Number 8, sinking of the earth in the west. Number 9, sinking of the earth in the Arabian Peninsula. And number 10, a fire will break out from Yemen, which will drive people to the plain of resurrection. Now in the commentary of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yal Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states about this smoke. He says that that smoke refers to the smoke at the end of times, which will spread in the east and west, and which will cause Muslims to feel like they have a cold. But the disbelievers, they will go insane, and it will last for 40 days. Now dear viewers, when will this smoke appear? In this regard, the honorable scholars of Islam have stated that this smoke will appear sometime after the obliteration of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. At that time, there will be disbelievers as well as Muslims on the earth. But the smoke will emerge before the fragrant, pleasant breeze, which will blow in the end of times from Syria by the command of Allah Almighty. And because of that fragrant breeze, no Muslim who has faith even equal to the weight of an atom will be left alive. His soul will be seized. Everyone's soul will be seized, all Muslims. And in fact, if someone is hidden in a mountain, even then his soul will be seized. Then the people of the earth, dear viewers, will have minds like birds and thoughts like beasts. They will neither be aware of any pious deed nor any evil. Such a time will occur for 40 years. 40 years will pass that no one will have children. Nobody in this world will remain younger than 40 years of age. Hence, only disbelievers will be left, and Judgment Day will occur to these very same people. And once again, idolatry will prevail everywhere on the earth, and people will start worshipping their false deities, their false gods, and there will be none to utter the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then one day, when everyone will be busy doing their jobs, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam will be commanded to blow the trumpet. In the beginning, its sound will be quite low, but gradually it will continuously become louder. People will listen to the sound carefully, fall unconscious, and then will die. The sky, earth, mountains, and even the trumpet, and Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam, and all the angels will be annihilated. At that time, there will be none but He, meaning Allah Almighty, the only one. At that time, Allah Almighty will say, now just feel the dignity of this statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will state, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, for whom is the kingdom of this day? Where are the oppressors? Where are the arrogant ones? But who will there be to reply? No one will remain on the earth. Then Allah Almighty Himself will proclaim, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, meaning the kingdom is for Allah, the one, the dominant upon all. Then, when Allah Almighty wills, He will again grant life to Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam and create the trumpet, and will command him to blow the trumpet just as before. As soon as the trumpet is blown, all the earlier ones and the latter ones, the angels, the humans, the jinns and animals, they'll all become alive. Now first of all, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will rise from his blessed grave in such a way that he will be holding the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu with his right hand and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu with his left hand. Then he will take all those Muslims who are buried in the graveyards of Makkah and Medina with him, meaning Jannatul Baqi and Jannatul Ma'ala. He will head to the plane of resurrection, Mahshar, and Judgment Day will occur. And everyone will be presented in the court of Allah Almighty for accountability. So viewers, this was today's episode. Inshallah, there'll be many more episodes to view. Always be mindful that we have to be presented in the court of Allah Almighty. This is what this series and these episodes should teach us. Don't just watch these episodes for pastime. Now, one of the purposes of starting this series was to make us remember Judgment Day. All of us will be held accountable for our deeds. We need to lead such a life that on the Day of Judgment, we don't suffer and face any embarrassment. Remember us in your prayers. Inshallah, we'll be back with another episode. Until then, we should all repent truly, wholeheartedly, and incline ourselves towards good deeds. May Allah Jalla wa Ala accept what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.